Forrest, and what I'd like to do, while I've got the full committee here on something as important as this, is go ahead and vote on the amendment. We have amendment number one by Representative Downey before us. Are there any objection to amendment number one? You want to speak to the objection?
Well, I think I've spoken to my objection repeatedly, and I've had...
Representative Hancock?
I speak to my objection, Mr. Chairman. The, basically, you know, I guess it's all right as far as either it's, you know, either we've got to expand on the use or possession of arms by individuals convicted of a crime, carrying of weapons. I don't know what other situations are out there, maybe regulated by the legislature. If we're limiting what may be regulated by the legislature to concealed weapons and convicted of a crime, I think we're limiting ourselves. You know, if we're going to put that language into the Constitution, I think we need more. So I guess, as I said, my preference would be the use of possession of arms by individuals may be regulated by the legislature. That would be my preference for an amendment without that language, you know, the middle part of it.
There's been an objection. All those in favor of the amendment signify by holding up your hand. One, two, three, four. Opposed? The amendment passes. The one thing I might point out, the dialogue here has been tremendously healthy, and there'll be enough, it goes before judiciary, is that not right?
Chairman, I move the bill with individual recommendations. Move the resolution.
As amended?
As amended.
The motion before us is to move H.J.R. 7 as amended. Are there any objections? So moved. Okay. H.J.R. 7 will move out of committee with individual recommendations. And let me, just before all of you leave, I'm really enjoying working with you. I want this committee to be the thinking committee in here. In other words, so often you pop from room to room, aye, yay, nay. I think there's a lot, we hear about creative, maybe the Supreme Court can be creative. Maybe the governor, we're talking about this Martin Luther King holiday. We need some creative thinking around here. I really appreciate it. Probably sometimes I let it go too long. But one thing I'm not going to do is just try to sit down here, hold up your hands like a bunch of robots. A more good, healthy dialogue, the more I like it, I think that. And it, so I really appreciate the time that you took here this morning. And the other legislation that we have before us, we'll just carry that business over to tomorrow. And I had a talk with the commissioner. He was very delighted. We met out in the hall. He says, I'd like to have you all there, and we'll show you some things that you want to know what's going on in the streets in the state. So I'm going to have staff, Dennis Burns, work on that so that we've got a good time for all of us. They'll bring people in to FBI, everything to really brief us with what's happening here.
I appreciated the ability to really discuss this. You know, I think it was a real good debate, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to do that. I felt like, you know, we all got the opportunity to, you know, say what we thought, to hear some you know, the pros and cons. So
thank you.
I appreciate that we were able to go through this exercise. And I'm not sure what it means when three women vote no and four men vote yes.
I think it's great. It's a reflection.
I'm not quite sure what that says, but
well, last thing, the meeting is adjourned.